You still with me? All right, good. Well, just for fun, I want to talk about the importance of walking. You with me? My grandpa started walking 5 miles a day when he was 60. Now he's 97 years old and we don't know where he is. I like long walks, especially when they're taken by people who annoy me. Oh, that wasn't so funny. Hey, they're not all winners, I understand. I have to walk early in the morning before my brain figures out what I'm doing. Every time I hear the dirty word exercise, I wash my mouth out with chocolate. If you're going to try cross-country skiing, you should start with a small country. We all get heavier as we get older because there's a lot more information in our heads. That's my story, and I am sticking to it. All right. This morning we're going to talk about what is the overall message of the Bible. Last week we talked about how we got the Bible and reasons why we can trust that the Bible really is the Word of God. And I just want to hit a few highlights. The Bible has one central message. It has 66 books written in different literary styles by 40 different authors over a period of 1,600 years, and yet it contains one central message. I'm going to talk about that today. The Bible is also reliable because it has transforming power. People can be changed when they read the Bible. It affects their life. There's also archaeological evidence that supports the Bible. There's thousands of archaeological finds in the Middle East that support the biblical record. Some things that even historians thought the Bible just made up have been discovered and proved that, no, the Bible was actually right. It also has numerous prophecies that were fulfilled. The Bible is the only book in the world that has precise, specific predictions that were hundreds of years in advance and were literally fulfilled. And Norman Geiser says there's more evidence that the Bible is a reliable source than there is for any other book from the ancient world. So we can trust the Bible. It's God's Word. Now today, what is the overall message of the Bible? Since the Bible is God's Word, what is He trying to tell us? And people have different ideas about this. Some will say, well, it's God's rule book. Do this, don't do that. Some will say, the Bible tells us how to live happy and prosperous lives. Some will say, the Bible tells us how to live a good and moral life. Or that sin kills. Or that Jesus saves. Or how to get to heaven. And, you know, all of those things have a little bit of truth in them, and they're all part of the story. But really, I believe the central message of the Bible is more profound than any of those things. Just like a good novel, the beginning and the ending kind of tell us a lot about the story that is in the book. And so I just want to do a little comparison from as it was to as it will be according to the Bible. In Genesis 1:1, we see that God created the heavens and the earth. In Revelation 21:1, we see that God will create a new heaven and a new earth. In Genesis 2:10, there's a river flowing in the Garden of Eden. And in Revelation 22:1, there's the river of water of life that's flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb. In Genesis 3:8, we see God in person walking and talking with Adam and Eve. And in Revelation 21:3, we see that God's dwelling will again be with mankind. In Genesis 2:9, there's a tree of life in the Garden of Eden. In Revelation 22, verse 2, we see again the tree of life. And then in Genesis 3:22 and following, it talks about the tree of life and how we lost the right to the tree of life because of the sin of Adam and Eve and the sin that is in the world. But then in Revelation 22:14, we see that we regain the right to the tree of life because of salvation through Jesus Christ. In Genesis 1:26-28, we see that God created mankind, and part of his plan for mankind was to rule the earth. And then in Revelation chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, we see that God restores that plan and mankind will rule with Christ. Do you see the beginning and the ending have virtually the same picture? Okay? Now we understand that a lot of these things aren't reality right at this very moment, but they were and they will be. So originally, God created everything, and it was very good. That's what the Bible says. Every time God created, it was good. And when he was all done, he looked at it and said, it was very good. And God will reestablish his kingdom, his creation in the end, and it will be very good again. But currently, I think we could all agree in this world, things are not very good. We see at the beginning that God established a relationship with mankind, and in the end, he reestablishes that relationship. In the beginning, God created mankind to rule over his kingdom on earth, and in the end, God will reestablish mankind's place in his kingdom. So, the overall message, you see, the beginning and the end are the same, but the middle's all messed up. The overall message in one word is this: redemption. Redemption. Redemption is the act of saving something from a declined, dilapidated, or corrupted state and restoring it to a better condition. It was very good. It currently is not very good, but God will one day make it again very good. That's redemption, and that is the central message of the Bible. If I put it in a paragraph, here's how I would put it. This is my way of thinking. Mankind was designed to rule the earth in relationship with God, but sin has disrupted that plan. Through Jesus Christ, the original plan is being restored and mankind can be redeemed. And God will reestablish his kingdom on earth. In fact, God's kingdom is a recurring theme in the Bible. It's one of my favorite subjects of all time. Genesis begins with the creation of man for the purpose of ruling over the earth. But we understand that mankind has rebelled and sinned against God. The gospel that Christ preached was the gospel of the kingdom. Paul, the great apostle who wrote the bulk of the New Testament, preached the message of the kingdom. The last book of the Bible, Revelation, celebrates the everlasting establishment of God's kingdom and man's inclusion in it. The kingdom is a central theme in the Bible. But our current problem is sin. Sin has disrupted what God created as very good. And God is redeeming it to be very good once again. The solution is salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. We can see throughout the Bible that God is continually reaching out to man for restoration, but man continually rebels against God. We see this over and over. That's primarily the story of the Old Testament, is how God reaches out, and yet man continues to rebel and sin. God created Adam. Adam disobediently ate the forbidden fruit. He sinned against God. God made a covenant with Noah, Abraham, and Moses, but they all sinned, and they failed to carry out God's plans perfectly. God called the nation of Israel, but Israel fell into sin, and they rebelled repeatedly. God even called David, who was considered a man after his own heart, but David sinned too. So God continually reaches out, but mankind continually sins and rebels. And all of these examples demonstrate how we cannot save ourselves. We cannot save ourselves. So God finally sent his own son, Jesus, who obeyed him without fail. Now, through Jesus Christ, we can have a relationship with God again. Yes. Not only that, but it sets us on the right course to become rulers in the kingdom with him. That's the message of the Bible. God wants to redeem what was once good and make it good again. And he does that through Jesus Christ. So let me sum this whole thing up. Here's how it goes. this world is not as it should be. What we look around and see today is not the way God intended it to be. Man was designed to have a close relationship with God and even partner with him in overseeing the kingdom. Sin and rebellion disrupted God's original plan. But God continually reaches out to man in order to restore the plan. Man continues to rebel and sin against him. Since no man could fully accomplish God's plans, he sent his very own son to fix everything once and for all. We can still be included in God's plan by submitting to the authority and lordship of Jesus Christ. God wants as many as possible to be restored and redeemed, so he waits patiently. But very soon, very, very soon, he will personally come back to earth and finally put an end to the sin and rebellion. Then his original plan will be fulfilled, and we will reign with him. That is the message of the Bible. I know this is the Reader's Digest version, but in a nutshell, that is what the Bible is telling us. God wants to redeem mankind. Colossians chapter 1, starting at verse 12, all the way through verse 23. I'm going to read the majority of it. It really says all of this. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 says, "Give thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light." Okay, there's the message of the kingdom. "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on heaven, or things on earth, or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your mind because of your evil behavior, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death, to present you holy in his sight, without blemish, and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel." That's what the Bible says. God is reconciling mankind. God is redeeming mankind, and it all happens through the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did on that cross. He died for us. According to God's law, he was the perfect sacrifice that made a way for each of us. And I know most in this room already understand this and have received Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. But if there's anybody else here today who has yet to do that, I urge you, do that today. Give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, is there anyone here that would say, "Yeah, I want in on this deal"? Sounds like a pretty good deal. Can I get in on it? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. In fact, our assignment right now is to follow Christ and surrender to his leadership. He will develop his character in us so that we will be prepared to rule with him when in the end he returns. You see, God is looking for people who will be working in his kingdom, and we need to be ready for that, and it all comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. God's message to us in the Bible is redemption. He wants to restore everything. He's restoring all things. And it's much more than just a set of rules or warnings. Through Christ, we can be restored to our rightful place in the kingdom of God. And that, my friend, is a very big deal. James Rutz puts it this way. He wrote a little booklet called The End Game of God. He says, "Envision what the Garden of Eden was originally like. A perfect life on a higher airplane where we were doing splendid work and didn't have to spend half our time on damage control for our own stupidities. Yet now, in this heart-stopping endgame, God is raising us to an even higher level. Don't just slide into heaven under the wire. Become the kind of person who keeps defeating the evil in this world. And when you get to heaven, you won't just barely qualify for a condo. You'll own the joint. Now, there's a goal we're shooting for. The overall message of the Bible is redemption. God created a perfect place for mankind to oversee the kingdom of God on earth. And that is all messed up today because of sin. But God can redeem it through the Lord Jesus Christ. And one day, if you're a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are redeemed into the kingdom of God, and you will be part of the kingdom government again. Redemption. Isn't that an awesome deal? Not just a peasant in the kingdom, but actually part of the royal family. Yeah. How does that sound? That is what is available through the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is the message of the Bible. Redemption. 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 Would you bow your heads for a moment? I know I already asked the question, but I'm going to ask again. Is there anybody here who would acknowledge that you need the Lord Jesus in your life? You want to be part of this redemption plan. If you would raise your hand, I want to pray for you. Yeah, there's three or four, five. Yes. God, I want to thank you that this is even an option for us to be included in your kingdom. You made that possible. And we thank you, Lord, for that, that you have done all the work, and all we have to do is come to the Lord Jesus Christ and give him control of our lives, and we are welcomed back into the kingdom. Thank you for redemption. Thank you for the message of the Bible, that you're redeeming mankind. Now, Lord, for those who raise their hand, I pray that today they would really give their heart and their life over to you. Not just raise their hand and feel good, but actually, Lord, here's my life. I give it to you. Lord, come into my life. Forgive me. Save me. Restore me to what you have in mind. Lord, for all of us, I pray that you would help us to be good followers of the Lord Jesus Christ and learn the ways of Christ. So when you come and restore your kingdom, we are prepared to be the part and the role that you have for us. Help us, Lord God. And help us, Lord, to share this message of redemption to everyone around us. Give us grace for that, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. God's blessings on you. Have a great week.